Welcome to Customer Value Performance Momentum, a talk show brought to you by ClearAction Continuum. Please visit clearaction.com to get acquainted with the ClearAction Value Exchange, a membership to take your customer experience, customer success, customer care, customer engagement, and marketing teams to the next level of job satisfaction and strategic impact. It's 24/365 professional development in small bites for on-the-go access and real-time solutions to your job challenges in connecting the dots, improving efficiency and scalability, gaining cross-organizational collaboration, and influencing your company to be more innovative and nimble through customer intelligence. Take a look at clearaction.com and join us today.
Today's topic is Energize Your Customer Experience Strategy. My interview today is with Desiree Madison Biggs. Hi, Desiree.
Hi.
We'll be talking about how to keep employees energized and motivated to continually improve the customer experience. Hear how to create internal buzz for your customer experience program and gain support of the executive team. Keep the sales team engaged in conversations with their customers outside the sales cycle. And invest in your employees in ways that drive accountability and reward the right behaviors. Desiree Madison Biggs is the Director of Customer Insight and Measurement at Symantec. Her team designs Symantec customer loyalty and satisfaction measurement and improvement programs for their business, consumer, and partner customer segments. Desiree, what prompted Symantec to start a formal customer satisfaction program?
I joined the company about 5.5 years ago, and the thought at that time was that we really needed to have a holistic focus on the customer. One of our values at Symantec is being customer-focused, and so how to actually drive action was very important for the executive team. So I was brought on board to develop a holistic program that reached out globally as well as regionally and across all functions.
I'm very interested in the use of the word holistic. How do you define that in terms of the customer experience program?
Well, one of the things that we have found, and I've actually found in my experience working with other companies, is that most companies hire really smart people who are focused on achieving their goals, and most companies are very vertically aligned. The challenge comes in horizontally aligning your organization and your resources to develop intentional customer experiences. And that's something that companies who are on a maturity curve that allows them to have that type of focus in their business to drive goals and actions to design the customer experience, that's very important.
How do you actually identify intentional customer experiences?
Well, that is an art and a science, as you well know. First of all, it takes executive sponsorship. The company has to decide that experiences are something that is a differentiating factor. So you've got to have that foundation on which to build. And then there are a series of skills, but you need participation and engagement across all of your functions with a vision for what that intentional customer experience can be.
You know, I've always been pretty impressed with Symantec. At the very highest levels, there is somebody who is championing customer experience. What do you call that person? How does it work in Symantec?
We call that person the CEO. And since I've been here, the prior CEO, John Thompson, was a big advocate for the customer. He let the business decide what that really meant, but he was always championing us listening to customers and then taking action as appropriate. And now Enrique Salem is the same way. And my group started as a grassroots organization within the product group and has now expanded to be a global G&A type function so that our span is across everything that we do as a company.
All right. What was the metamorphosis like as a grassroots organization?
It has been a heady experience because when you start listening to the customer, lots of things happen. And one of the things that we've really had to keep our arms around is how many things the company can do at one time. And one of the things that we've talked about around this company is how do you keep people engaged with the mission? And oftentimes something like this will start at a company, and many people who have been around the block a few times take a pause and they say, wow, this is the initiative du jour. Let's see how long this lasts before they really buy into the overall goal, and they have to know that this is really something that's important. So that foundation at the executive level is key. So we have really ridden the wind with this because customers have had a lot to say, and we have had to orchestrate our priorities in order to really deliver what they needed. Mm-hmm. And there's always many things to fix, right? So, you know, initially a company like ours will take a look at the broken pieces of the experience, you know, how all of the pieces in the customer lifecycle fit together. That's usually where the breaking points happen. So we systematically went about prioritizing and addressing those specific pieces. And now the challenge for Symantec, since we've been focusing on this for some time, and that won't stop, but really, how do we differentiate against our competition and make experience that differentiating factor, which is a real challenge for a software company.
I think that most companies reach that point where they realize that differentiating the customer experience can be their most valuable strategic avenue.
Yeah.
So the executives have been on board since the beginning. Your top executive has been driving this. What have you found to be useful methods to keep them engaged?
Well, one of the things that I discovered, and this I wish it had been in the beginning, but certainly within after the first year, I'd say, that communication is really at the heart of any relationship, which is true. And sometimes I think we forget about that as an organization, because what we are doing is building relationships with customers. And as a central function that's orchestrating voices of customer activities, we're building relationships and fostering those relationships with employees so that the downstream consequence is intentional, like I've said, and they're really driving those relationships. So we have to have a means to, we have to have a message and a means to reach every type of employee within the company, because at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter where you are. You are somehow, you're maybe one or two steps away from delivering a customer experience.
Mm-hmm.
And so education was really important. One of the things that we very initially did was to make sure that our data and the voice of the customer was coming in a consistent and reliable manner. That's very, very important. What we didn't do at that time is to build a communication plan and how to get that information out. And like I said, that happened partway through. We realized, holy cow, we have this pot of gold in terms of customer voice, and so much could be done with it. How do we do it? So in starting these types of programs, you know, I would counsel get that communication piece in first. So that's what we have done. And what we found is that we have lots of different levels of communications, and we have different strategies and tactics within those levels to reach employees that need to have the information.
Okay, so this is truly company-wide. It spans your various divisions and regions.
Yes, and we've had to have a leadership in all the regions on board with this. And for an example, we had to figure out a way to engage the sales organization, because clearly, on the enterprise side specifically, some of our most profitable customers exist there. And certainly, we have Symantec is privileged to have, you know, hundreds of thousands of customers. What we wanted to be able to do is to rally around the voice of the customer so that we can make sure that we're doing the kinds of things that make them promoters. And in fact, the second thing that we did, aside from getting really good data, was to have a metric that everybody could rally around. And Symantec is a net promoter company. And for those who are listening, net promoter is really a measure of brand and the quality of relationship, and allows us to understand relative to that metric all the different experiences that we're delivering.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how we prioritize, is around driving customer loyalty.
All right. So tell us a little bit more about engaging the sales organization for conversations with the customers, even outside the actual sales cycle.
Yes. In fact, that's what I did want to tell you about it, and by way of example. We had to figure out a way to get the sales folks engaged. And the way that we did that was we built a program that was part of the overall voice of the customer that allows our salespeople to opt in their accounts. We send a customized survey to those enterprise customers and a broad cross-section of contacts within that account. That information is aggregated and delivered back to the salespeople, and throughout the survey cycle, which is typically about 3 weeks, there are triggers that are sent to various points within the company to address specific concerns. So, for instance, if someone in that account says that they have an outstanding issue that hasn't been resolved in terms of their purchase experience or maybe support, then that organization gets that trigger and they make the phone call, and the salesperson has visibility to that. At the end of that data collection, they are given, the salespeople are given a report that have all the comments, all of their metrics and everything for that account, and then they can go back into that specific account and talk about what they have learned and what action plans are going to be developed as a result of that feedback.
Okay, so it sounds like there's a system of action alerts that are channeled to the right places within Symantec for immediate action,
mm-hmm.
as well as the closed-loop communication process back to the customers as they've participated and letting them know what you're doing.
Right.
I've also noticed on your website there's a transparency in terms of letting the broader customer base know, even the people who might not have participated in a survey, what your actions and priorities have been, so that I think that's one of the best practices that companies should follow,
yeah.
is to communicate what you're working on and what you're achieving and next steps.
Yep, and you bring up a good point, Lynn, too, that it's important that customers know that you're taking their feedback seriously and doing something with it. But it's also really important for employee morale and engagement to ensure that internal folks know what's going on as well. So we actually have a two-pronged approach in terms of communication. We have customer communication, and then we have an internal communication plan. And again, it started with education about why we're doing what we're doing. Each of our leaders talks about our Net Promoter Score and how it's trending each quarter. So at our all-hands meetings, in staff meetings, everybody knows at this point in time that Net Promoter is one of the top four metrics within the company that our CEO gauges our performance by.
Now, is this something that just happens once a year, or is it ongoing month by month?
We do this quarterly.
Mm-hmm.
So we listen to our, we take a listen to our consumer customers once a quarter, our partners, and our enterprise customers.
All right. So you have kind of a rolling approach that is continuous.
Yes.
All right. Tell me a little bit more about driving accountability with employees and rewarding the right behaviors for making improvements.
So one of the things that most of us know is that what you measure is what gets focused on, and what you pay for gets more focus than anything else. We wanted to be very careful about how we went about doing this, and we do know that employees are key to all of this. And so we initially started out with a reward and recognition program that really focused on customer-focused behaviors. The types of, we set up criteria and a whole way for nomination, and this is a peer-related, or managers, it doesn't really matter, you can nominate anybody who demonstrates the type of behaviors that we have articulated. And then they get chosen, and there's a lot of fanfare every quarter around who gets nominated. So we wanted to create some positive buzz about what we were doing. And then secondarily, it was really important that our executives know, and that these are the folks, all the VPs underneath the top layer, that this is very important to be taking action on. And one way to do that is connect their compensation to the results of our Net Promoter Scores. And so we've done that. And we did it in a positive way so that if we made our end of year targets, then there would be a kicker goal. And that's worked out really well. So we're trying to create a positive sense of what it means to be customer focused, because at the end of the day, the work is very hard.
Well, it sounds like there must be a lot of enthusiasm that you've built around this.
There can be enthusiasm. There's also there change management is a big part of this, and there's always fear, doubt, and uncertainty. And so managing through that in terms of the positive piece of it, the overarching support from executives tends to be a nice way to bracket the overall experience, and then just the persistence. Showing up every quarter, this is what customers are saying, and people start to realize that, A, what they're saying makes sense and really jives with a lot of other listening posts that they might have at their disposal, and they can see that they can really drive the change that they're most interested in a real positive way with their employees.
I think change management is an essential part of customer experience management. You really need to be following your stakeholders and see things from their perspective to continue the engagement.
And that's an ongoing challenge because the business is always changing too.
Mm-hmm.
And people in the seats, you know, who are there one quarter and may have moved on to another role or another
mm-hmm.
company, and there's a constant engagement cycle that we have to keep involved with.
So does your team work through champions in the various organizations throughout the company?
Yes, we have volunteers, a conscripted army around the company regionally and then functionally that are involved in this. And in fact, I have a very small team, and we have almost 18,000 employees.
Wow.
So the challenge is, how do you scale? And so the only way you can really do that is to have people within the organization that are responsible for voice of the customer activities within their groups. Sometimes they've never done that before. That group has never even really thought about that. Mm-hmm. But pretty much everyone within the company has somebody that we interface with on a regular basis. And it's a two-way street. We want to make sure that our voice of the customer instruments are relative and relevant mm-hmm. to the business. So we're constantly having dialogue around that. And then we want to make sure that we have advocates within those groups that share what the customers need and then drive action around that and then communicate back to us what they're doing so we can communicate back to customers and employees.
All right. So you do a train-the-trainer to get those folks up to speed and help them carry the ball. And then you have closed-loop communication with them.
Mm-hmm. We're actually working on a tiered structure for champions because, like I said, we've been doing this for a while. Mm-hmm. And our vision is that this role, when somebody takes it on in a voluntary way, it becomes a career development opportunity for them and hopefully enhances their ability to be promoted.
Oh, wonderful. Well, that certainly would energize people as well. Are there any other things that you're doing with the executive team in particular that keeps them enthused about customer experience?
Well, I think that just keeping the focus on the customer in a visible way is the primary way we do that. But we also take advantage of a lot of different technology to share the voice of the customer within the company. So not just executives, but the management and then the frontline employees. And we've taken the opportunity to have some fun around that because sometimes things can get a little dry, a little repetitive, especially if you're doing this over the long haul.
Yeah.
So we have created a CNN-type newscast that we do every quarter that features some of the best practices around the company. We interview executives. We have obviously then what the scores are, what's driving the scores, what are the highlights for the quarter, and those types of things.
Well, that sounds pretty neat. So that's on your intranet site and readily accessible to people.
Right. One of the important things that we do is keep everything transparent. So all of the activities that we do, we have an internal portal that's our customer first site. And within that, we have all of the analysis that we do every quarter that's accessible by everyone. We have all the reward and recognition winners. We have links to the sales site that we have that's just for them and all the tools and tricks and tips of the trade on how to drive great customer relationships using the voice of the customer.
All right. So it sounds like you have integrations with a lot of different functional areas across the company. For example, you must work closely with HR and finance on these compensation and reward and recognition programs.
Yeah.
And what else would you like to tell us about energizing the employee base?
One of the things that we realized very quickly was something that I mentioned before, which is, and maybe people take it a little bit nonchalantly, that we talk about customer or employee engagement. But what does that really mean? And yes, there's communications, but how does the voice of the employee get inserted into all of this? And are we listening to them? And are we taking actions, not necessarily that, you know, help their benefits or their compensation or anything, but enable them to do the jobs they want to do to help customers mm-hmm. and what's important to them? So about 2 years into this overall program, we worked with HR and the executive team to develop an employee net promoter survey. We started doing that quarterly and realized we didn't need to do it that frequently if we wanted to keep our response rates up. So twice a year, we go out to employees and get the full panel of their input, and we integrate that. We've actually done some really cool analytics mm-hmm. around what an employee customer experience and customer experience
correlations.
The correlations and where do you need to really pull the levers to make sure employees are engaged.
Very interesting. So you're seeing a strong correlation between the two, apparently.
Absolutely, and it's not just semantic. There's a lot of research out there that says, obviously, if your employees aren't motivated, they're not going to go above and beyond mm-hmm. to do the extra work and do the innovative thinking that it sometimes requires to help your customers get what they need.
Absolutely. It's a moving target, we said before, and technologies change and competitive scenarios change and customer expectations change. Customer situations have changed in the past few years economically and otherwise. It's important to keep the energy level very high. I'm quite interested in the survey, actually.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to a net promoter question, you have a series of questions that are diagnostic.
Yes. We recognize the fact that you don't have an opportunity to talk to customers and get their feedback very often. If they are engaged with you as a vendor, they will probably let you know what they feel maybe once or twice a year at the most. So we orchestrate our surveys once a quarter, but we make sure that nobody's surveyed more than twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of rigor on the back end.
Does engineering also get involved in operations, manufacturing?
In terms of engineering, yes. They all know, and in fact, we look at our data by our product family filters. So we know the net promoter scores for each of the business units and each of the product families within those business units. We know who's helping our overall brand and where there is opportunity to really close the gap between how well they like the product and how well they like the company. Because that's what a CEO is really interested in, is how many people out there are really spreading positive word of mouth that helps us keep our momentum in the marketplace. That's really important for a market leader like Symantec. Everybody is after your market share, and so you've got to keep one to two steps ahead of them in order to keep your leadership position.
Absolutely. Do you do other types of social media monitoring?
As a company, we do. I don't get involved with those specifically, but it's one of those things where I'm close to it. We have a very vibrant community, and we actually do linkages between folks who are responding to the survey, and we look at them compared to who's involved in the community. But that's a big area of opportunity for us, I think.
Well, you know, what you've described about the change management and the closed-loop communication and the employee involvement and executive sponsorship, I call this internal branding.
Mm-hmm.
I think that internal branding is really broader in that sense of helping the whole organization understand their specific impacts on the customer experience.
Yeah.
So thank you for these wonderful examples. It's really tremendous to see this best practice.
Thank you, Liz. The opportunity.
Many thanks to you, Desiree, joining us today. It's great to share valuable ideas to optimize customer experience.
Join us on a regular basis for more solutions to customer value performance momentum. Please visit clearaction.com and arrange a demo for your team to see how the ClearAction Value Exchange is a game changer in job satisfaction and strategic impact.